If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
We'd like to take a moment to tell you about our sponsor, Anchor.
Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started. Now, let's get to the show.
My name is Grace Mulvey. I'm a comedian, human woman, and lifelong fad dieter. From the moment I walked out of my mother's womb, I've been on a diet. That's 31 years of no carbs, no sugar, and no crack. It's time to say enough already. Now, I'm not saying I'm a nirvana of self-love and acceptance, by the way. But I am saying that I'm no longer willing to spend all of my time, money, and energy on fad diets.
And I'm Connor Dowling. Writer, filmmaker, and world-class warrior. Years of fitness models, crotch fiends, and get-thin-quick schemes have melted my brain and left me overweight and unimpressed. I've wasted years of my life obsessed with what I eat and how I look. So now, I finally know what's making me feel like crap all these years. Fad diets.
We are not health experts. I repeat, we are not health experts. We are just here to talk about and laugh at our experiences of bullshit diets.
Disclaimer, please, whatever you do, don't hurt yourself with any of these crazy weight loss topics we discuss in the show. This podcast won't make you thin, but it might make you laugh. Welcome to Fad Camp.
Hello and welcome to the very first bonus episode of Fad Camp. Me and Connor thought we'd get together and do a little bonus episode to tide you over until season two of Fad Camp gets going and is released.
Absolutely. This is a very special episode of Fad Camp because we are talking about just the ads. This is like a little sketch show, a little roundup of some of the sketches and ads we've written throughout the show over our past first season.
Yeah. And if you don't know, like if you thought those ads were real ads, they guys, surprised they weren't. They were completely made up by me and Connor. Joke ads. Can you believe?
I know. So sad. And you know what? Chances are there might be some people who haven't actually heard the ads yet. They might not have made it the entire way through the episode, but that's okay. So this is for anyone who hasn't heard the ads yet or just wanted to hear them again. And as well, you know, if you haven't listened to all of the episodes of season one yet, this might just be a nice little roundup and reminder of episodes to check out again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you didn't listen all through the episodes to hear the ads, you know, maybe shame on you and stop listening now. Yeah. I don't want you listening to this.
Like,
you know,
what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Yeah. I mean, why do you hate us so much you couldn't even make it halfway through one of our episodes? What are you thinking, Connor? Of course, everyone listens to our entire episodes. What's your problem?
Yeah. Okay. Well, aside from giving out to people before even starting the episode, we're really happy you're here and we're so looking forward to bringing you a new season of awesome episodes in the coming weeks. Okay, Grace, in our very first episode, we discussed the famous juice cleanse. Who knew that drinking only vegetable juices for a week straight might have some negative side effects?
Do you like paying vast sums of money to do something your body does for free? Then try our new juice cleanse. Eat all the regular stuff you eat in a day, and then we will assault you with our juices. Eat a sandwich? We'll punch you in the face with a celery stick. Drink a latte? We'll waterboard you with a carrot juice. Have a Big Mac? We will kill your family. Your liver, lungs, kidneys and gastrointestinal tract may do all of the free work of removing toxins and harmful substances from your body, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to literally spend hundreds of euro anyway. Pay to feel falsely better for 1 minute with our punch you in the face juice cleanse.
Hypnotherapy is proven to be effective for many things. Quitting smoking to making an audience member at a magic show dance like a chicken. But can it be used to make people believe they have had gastric bypass surgery? The two idiots who host this show tried it.
administering 10 cc's of morphine. Patient unconscious.
Making circular incision below the left.
Wait, what's happening?
We're losing him.
Starting CPR. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. Has this ever happened to you? Well, flatline no more with subconscious surgeries. Whether you need to lose weight, quit smoking, or just want your appendix removed without going to the hospital, we've got you covered. Our NLP specialists have several weekends worth of training behind them, so you'll have nothing to fear except for food.
But doctor, I thought humans needed food for living.
What a stupid thing to say. I'm not a doctor, but I can save you an unpleasant trip to the hospital to avoid invasive bariatric surgery by simply making you believe you've had it done.
Oh, so you're saying you can change my appetite with hypnotherapy?
It's a little more complicated than that, but basically your body will have no other choice than to get with the program or just plain give up on you.
Wait, that doesn't sound good.
But now to avail of 10% off your first session. It's not cheap, so you'll need it. Subconscious surgeries. All the benefits and side effects of surgery without going under the knife. Weight Watchers has recently been rebranded as Wellness That Works. We think it should be called AA for Mammies. Oprah is one of their many celebrity followers, so it must be amazing, right? Do you want to lose weight?
Yes.
Do you want to do it under the supervision of a vaguely qualified stranger?
Well, what qualification?
Do you like public judgment?
No.
Then try Slimming Watch. We're like Neighborhood Watch, except instead of keeping an eye on you to make sure you're safe and happy, we'll be keeping an eye on every single thing you eat to ensure you aren't fat and happy. With this amazing program, you can be under constant surveillance by strangers who will judge your every dietary decision with no knowledge of your healthcare history. How could this get any better, you ask? It's also expensive. Join today and you'll get nothing free but the knowledge that you don't deserve anything better than this. Slimming Watch, because you can do no better.
The 5-2 diet, the 16-8 method, eat, stop, eat. All fancy names for fasting, or what some dietitians refer to as starving. Listen to our take on it.
Have you heard of Jesus Christ? He's the leader of Christianity. He's the son of the Virgin Mary. He's the head honcho of the apostles. But most of all, he's a guy who kept it tight. That's why we created the Bible diet.
Wow, that sounds amazing. What is it?
Step one, fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Step two, eat 5,000 loaves and 5,000 fishes. Step three, repeat and keep it tight.
Fasting for 40 days? That sounds like it might not be healthy.
Whoa! Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Do you think you know more than Jesus?
No, I'm saying that...
As in Jesus of Nazareth. You think you're better than Jesus Christ?
No, I would never...
Then try our Bible diet. Eat like an apostle, and we will see you to your last supper.
Okay, that sounds tragic.
Choose between our Old Testament or New Testament program today. The Bible diet. Tight!
Deadlifts, clean and jerks, and who could forget the snatch? Are these sex positions or CrossFit workouts? This episode was a deep dive into the ultimate gym bro exercise regime. Let's get tight!
Hi, I'm Keith Duffy from Ireland's number one boy band sensation of beautiful boys, Boyzone, and founder of Tireland Tala. But I'm here today to tell you about a way you can get rid of unwanted tires. No, we're not doing a trade-in special here in the garage, but we have started a new health and fitness venture in me ma's back garden. See, I'm not talking about the literal tires on your car. I'm talking about the figurative tires around your waist composed of unsightly abdominal fat. How are we going to shave those extra few pounds off, you might ask? Easy. Introducing the latest breakthrough in sports science and fat loss wizardry, CrossFit training. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Keith, hasn't CrossFit been around for years? And will you record a birthday message for me ma or girlfriend on Instagram stories? But the truth is, this is Ireland, and we get everything years after the Yanks do. So if it's new to me, it's new to science, and hence the world of health and fitness magic. And yes, I will record that birthday message for your ma or girlfriend on Instagram stories for the right price. So come down to my CrossFit gym on the Long Mile Road beside Max Hall and train with me for a reason. Let the reason be love handles.
Keith Duffy or any member of the Boys' Own Gym will not be making any appearances at the Men's Own Gym, and any weight loss from working out in the vicinity of Keith Duffy will result in a lawsuit and restraining order.
Our first ever guest on Fad Camp was Irish wrestler extraordinaire Karen Glennon, aka Session Moff Martina. We talked all about her wrestling career and how she wrestled, seeing what we did there, with body image and dieting, including the Special K diet.
Okay, this is the serial wrestling fight to end all serial wrestling fights, folks. Special K wants to be declared the healthiest serial in the world.
But in order to do so, Special K will need to defeat what is considered one of the unhealthiest cereals, Sugar Puffs. That should be no issue for Special K, really, as they consider themselves very healthy.
And here comes Special K entering the ring at 113 calories per 30 gram serving. This cereal is strutting into the ring, telling all the spectators to do the Special K diet for 2 weeks to drop 2 jean sizes.
And here comes Sugar Puffs in a hyper state, entering the ring at 114 calories per 30 grams serving. That's only 1 calorie difference between these two amazing competitors.
Special K makes the first hit against Sugar Puffs.
But the hit doesn't seem to have any effect on Sugar Puffs, who slams back into Special K.
My God, these two just keep throwing hits, but it's making no difference.
Well, there's very little between these two nutrition-wise. Special K has just 0.1 grams saturated fat, while Sugar Puffs has 0.2 grams. The only area Sugar Puffs gains is 6.6 grams of sugar versus Special K's 4.5 grams. That's very little difference overall.
We've just received a note that Sugar Puffs has been rebranded as Honey Monster Puffs.
Of course, because honey sounds better than sugar. A brilliant decision for this competitor.
Oh my God, Crunchy Nut Cornflakes has run into the ring out of nowhere.
My God, Crunchy Nut Cornflakes at 119 calories per 30 gram serving, and with by far the most sugar of any of these competitors. This cereal is trying to make a name for itself and step out of the shadow of its brother, Cornflakes.
Oh my God, stop everything. They're all knocked out. All three cereals have knocked each other out and are lying on the ground.
There was not enough nutritional difference between these three cereals to have any clear winner. This is a loser's draw.
Concussions, sprained ankles, busted knees. And this is just with a skipping rope. 2020 was the year of crushed dreams and at-home exercise, and we didn't shy away from highlighting how wrong it can go.
Have you ever gotten a hilarious injury using at-home workout equipment?
I was running on a treadmill, tripped, and my pants fell down to my ankles. I felt like a fool, scuffed up my knees real bad.
I was doing a dumbbell squat, that's like a squat while holding a dumbbell, and I sharted. Like, I thought it was just a fart, but it was actually a shart. And the smell, my child ran from the room crying because that smell was so bad.
I was doing a pull-up, and what happened was I put the pull-up bar in my door, and as I was pulling up on the upward trajectory, I got an inexplicable erection. And so the bar had come down, but my penis had pulled up, traumatized my whole family. Worst Thanksgiving ever.
Sure, it's hilarious, but that doesn't mean you have to take it. Here at I Can't Laugh at Myself Law Firm, we sue anything that embarrasses you. Sue the treadmill manufacturer. Sue the treadmill. Sue your trousers. Sue your own asshole.
I still smell that smell. In the middle of the night, sometimes I wake up and I can still smell it. You know, it was not natural.
I called up Amazon and they said that there is zero correlation between spontaneous erections and their products. But after reading some of the reviews and the comments on the page, I discovered they were in fact correct. It was a freak incident on my behalf, but I will not stand for that level of humiliation.
You don't have to put up with the injury of a bruised ego any longer.
Ever since that pull-up, my wife pulled up and out of the driveway, out of my life forever.
A diet that is in direct opposition to the Irish famine.
The potato diet celebrates the love we have for this humble vegetable. But is a diet of only potatoes a good idea? The short answer is no. But the long answer is also no.
Are you like me and don't know your way around a potato? Well, suffer no more, because help is on the way. Introducing the brand new Spud Pocket 5.0. On your way to a business meeting or a sports match? Hungry? Spud Pocket's got you covered. We use the latest starch-powered technology in all of our pocket-sized smartphone-powered microwave ovens to bring you home fresh goodness from your pocket direct to your mouth.
Damn, I forgot to cook my potatoes for lunch.
Spud Pocket.
Really should have eaten before going on the piss.
Spud Pocket.
Doctors said I'd have to get massive invasive surgery if I wanted to live long enough to see my kids grow up. But a TV magician said if I copied him and ate only potatoes for 2 weeks, it might buy me some extra time. And I can finally have a fulfilling, healthy life.
Use Spud Pocket sensibly as part of a balanced diet in conjunction with a personal trainer, dietitian, nutritionist, physiotherapist, and a psychic. Spud Pocket.
New Year's resolutions tend to focus on weight loss and having no fun, but the FADCAM team wanted to change things up. What if New Year's resolutions focus on something that you would enjoy doing? I know, crazy, right? But that's what this season's finale episode was all about.
New Year's resolutions. Okay, first, lose weight.
Second, get fit.
Third, meet my birth mother.
Oh, what's the point of making resolutions anyway?
Fear of failing, holding you back from losing weight.
Yeah, why spend more money on diets when I'm just going to fail again?
What a great question. Most diet programs use our society's irrational fear of fat to manipulate you into buying their product. But we here at Fear for Your Supper do things a little differently.
Darling, dinner in 5 minutes, all right? I made 3 courses. Oh my God, is that a man standing in my back garden?
All right, mate, it's Judd. I'll go and drive through to get some chippy. Do you want anything? Oh, the car behind me's just banged into me.
Fear is nature's appetite suppressant. It's 100% natural and organic.
Oh my God, he's holding a chainsaw.
Mate, I think this guy's trying to run me off the road. His car rage is literally, I will kill you.
Because who has the time to eat when you are running for your life?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He's had a chainsaw and my cat's head off. My cat.
Man, he has a rocket launcher now. Man, is he aiming a rocket launcher at me?
Fear for your supper. You'll be so scared for your life that you will literally forget to eat.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Fad Camp, brought to you by Grace Mulvey, Connor Dowling, and producer and sound engineer extraordinaire, Darren Lee.
With new episodes released every 2 weeks, you can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you choose to listen to your podcasts.
If you want to get in touch with the show, email us at fadcamppodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram and Twitter at fadcamppodcast.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.